Now listen to verses 34 and 35. For who hath known the mind of the Lord? Who hath been his counselor? Or who hath first given to him, and it shall be recompensed unto him? Now these questions that we have here in our authorized version are simple enough. Now the answer is not so easy, and therefore not forthcoming. Now, first of all, who hath known the mind of the Lord? Well, no one knows the mind of the Lord. That's the answer. It was Paul's ambition to know him. Paul says that I might know him, the power of his resurrection, fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death. And then, who hath been his counselor? No one can advise God. I've seen a lot of church boards that they felt like they were really giving God advice. But he doesn't need it. The Lord Jesus, have you ever noticed he never asked for advice when he was here on earth? One time he said, you remember, where will we get food to feed the 5,000? And why did he ask them the question? He knew what he was going to do. He didn't need their advice. Fact of the matter is, he didn't use their advice. They said, send them away. Why? He said, why, you're going to give them something to eat. May I say to you, God doesn't ask for advice. A lot of folk want to give him advice today. And then three, who hath first given to him? Have you really ever given anything to God? You can't give him anything. Who's given anything to God, which put him in the awkward position of owing you something? Why, if you were able to give God something, he'd owe you something. And I think that's one reason that so many of us are so poor today is simply because, friend, that we give him so little. To tell the truth, God says he won't get in debt to anybody. If anybody gives him something, God turns around and gives them more. Someone asked a financier years ago, a wonderful Christian in Philadelphia, says, how is it that God has blessed you so and you have so much and you've been giving away so much? Well, he says, you know, he says, I shovel it out and God shovels it in, and God's shovel is bigger than my shovel. Oh, my friend, we're not giving God a chance to use his shovel. Most of us are not. You can't do anything for him. Verse 36, for of him and through him and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen. Friends, that just takes me to the mountaintops, because out of him and through him and unto him are all things. To him be the glory unto the ages. Amen. Alford labeled this verse the sublimest apostrophe existing even in the pages of inspiration itself. Out of him means God is the all-sufficient cause and source of everything. Through him means he's the mighty sustainer and the worker in his universe. My God worketh hitherto, my Father worketh hitherto, and I work. That's what the Lord Jesus said. And unto him means God must call every creature to account to him. All things flow toward God. The glory belongs to him, and everything's going to come his way. Are we robbing God today of his glory but taking credit for things we have no business to claim? The glory belongs to him. Oh, my friend, what a section of scripture we've been in, and reluctantly we leave it.